Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in a reading or a story, and I call those readings and things Wombats. And I've got a wombat tonight, so tonight's a wombat night. And I do have a wombat for the show today, so this is a wombat show. This show is going to be entirely folk music, quite different from my usual fare. I usually put in a few folk music songs, but tonight it's all folk music. And a lot of these are thought pieces. You kind of have to listen to the words. They're poignant and reach deep, as many folk music pieces do. And also, I define folk music fairly broadly, so there are going to be some banjo pieces and fiddle pieces. And we're going to start off with Lord Yester by Jan Mayer. Jan Mayer is a friend and acquaintance and has one of the most beautiful voices of anybody I know personally. And she recorded this song. It's about a young woman whose husband is going off to the Crusades, and she knows he'll probably never come back. Listen closely and hear the story of Lord Yester by Jan Mayer.
All my love has gone to flood and gray, to dance at Branksome. And ere the night will turn to day, he'll dance ne mair with me. Maybe he's gone to Israel, the freedom lands to sell. Or maybe he's gone to Bethlehem to find the golden bell. Oh, my love may come another day, for golden hours are few. Like broken dreams that melt away before noon. Maybe he's gone to Byzantine along the lonely trail. Or maybe he's gone to Palestine to find the Holy Grail. My love may gone, for honor bides with him who fights beneath the cross and crown. Maybe he's gone with James and John to fish by
'50s and early '60s in the United States, there was something called the folk music revival, almost the folk music revolution. and a lot of groups showed up. Peter, Paul, and Mary, Kingston Trio, Chad Mitchell Trio, I could go on and on, Joan Baez. These were all folk music, as tonight's show is. And one of the groups, the Chad Mitchell Trio, recorded the next song, James, James, Morrison, Morrison. And they rip right into it right away. So I'm going to repeat the first verse for you slowly as a poem, and then you can hear them sing it, and you'll catch the story. James, James, Morrison, Morrison, Weatherby Smith Dupree, took great care of his mother, though he was only three. James, James, Morrison, Morrison, said to his mother, said he, "You must never go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me." And here is the Chad Mitchell Trio's fast-paced version of James, James, Morrison, Morrison.
James, James, Morrison, Morrison, Weatherby, George Dupree, took great care of his mother, though he was only three. James, James said to his mother, "Mother," he said, said he, "don't ever go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me. Don't ever go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me." Now James, James, Morrison's mother, she put on her golden gown, and James, James, Morrison's mother, she drove to the end of the town. James, James, Morrison's mother said to herself, said she, "Well, I can get down to the end of the town and be back in time for tea. Well, I can get down to the end of the town and be back in time for tea." King John put up a notice, lost, stolen, or strayed. James, James, Morrison's mother, she seems to have been mislaid. Wondering vaguely all about, quite of her own accord, she tried to get down to the end of the town, 40 shillings reward. She tried to get down to the end of the town, 40 shillings reward. James, James, Morrison, Morrison, commonly known as Jim, said to his other relations not to go blaming him. For James, James said to his mother, "Mother," he says, said he, "don't ever go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me. You must never go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me." Now James, James, Morrison's mother, she hasn't been heard of since. King John said he was sorry,
and so did the queen and the prince.
King John,
somebody told him,
said to a man he knew, "If people go down to the end of the town, but what can anyone do? If people go down to the end of the town, but what can anyone do?" James, James, M, W, to be, took great care of his room, though he was only three. Now James, James said to his he said, said he, "Don't ever go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me. You must never go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me. Don't ever go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me."
The next piece is a banjo piece. I was at a summer music week camp about 25 years ago, and I was walking across the yard, and a young man was sitting on the stool or something, on a bench, playing a banjo tune, and I thought it was great. So I went over and chatted with him for a while, and he said he had worked it out. He'd made it up himself, and it's in a style called old-timey. And I talked to him for a minute and asked if I could record it. He said yes. So I'm going to play for you the recording, including part of our conversation at the beginning of this. He called the song Brickyard Pond, and I think it's a delightful banjo piece, and I'll put it on for you. I have no idea his name, and I looked up, and there is no song called Brickyard Pond recorded anywhere that I can find. So this is a unique live recording made about 25 years ago.
Brickyard Pond.
It's in your town.
Yeah, and what happened was I started to write this tune about 2 years ago, and I started off with just a real melodic line, and then after hearing some of the old time fiddlers and stuff, it strayed a little bit, but it's still not down to the old time style.
Sounded old timey to me. Thank you.
Just heard Brickyard Pond, played on the banjo in old-timey frailing style by an unknown banjo player. Next up is Joan Baez, one of the great people who sang during this folk revival, and this song is called The Lady Came from Baltimore. I have two versions of this song. The other one's by Johnny Cash. I love them both. This one is poignant, and you can just feel what happened in the story. And I often think of it that many times we go to some place or do something for a reason, and that reason changes while we're there. And that's what happens here. So this is The Lady Came from Baltimore by Joan Baez.
The lady came from Baltimore. All she wore was lace. I was poor. She never saw my face. I was sent to steal her money, take her rings and run. But I fell in love with the lady, came away with none. The lady's name was Susan Moore. Her daddy read the law. She didn't know that I was poor, outside the law. I was sent to steal her money, take her rings and run. But I fell in love with the lady, came away with none. Her daddy said I was a thief, and didn't I have love? But I was Susan's true. I married her for love. I was sent to steal her money, take her rings and run. But I fell in love with the lady, came away with none. The way she lived in Hanawar to keep the robbers out, she never stopped to think at all. What I'm about. I was sent to steal her money, take her rings and run. But I fell in love with a lady, came away with none. But I fell in love with a lady, came away with none.
One of the many problems in our world today is the extinction of many species on our planet. And it's been going on for quite a while, and it's getting worse. There was an article in the paper today saying that some of the extinction problems have been exacerbated by the current virus crisis, because the resources that might have gone into helping those animals has been taken away to deal with the virus. So this is about the whales. Several species of whales, I think, have gone extinct. There are a number of them, but some are coming back recently. This is called The Last Leviathan. Leviathan. It's by Meg Davis, a British singer with a beautiful voice, and the story touches my heart. So this is The Last Leviathan by Meg Davis.
My soul has been torn from me, and I am my heart, it has been rent, and I am crying. All the beauty around me fades, and I am screaming. I am the last of the great. From a gun came the roar of death. there's no more hunting. The big fellow is no more. It's no use lamenting. What race will be next in line? All for the slaughter. The elephant or the seal, or your sons and daughters. My soul has been torn from me, and I am bleeding. My heart, it has been rent, and I am dying. All the beauty around me fades, and I am screaming. I am the and I am dying.
You just heard The Last Leviathan by Meg Davis. And next up is The Sekesh or Shiloh by John Hartford. It's a Civil War song. John Hartford's probably one of my favorite fiddlers, or is my favorite fiddler. And this is a story, well, you'll hear it. This is John Hartford singing The Sekesh.
Sack on my back, my rifle on my shoulder. I'm going away to Shiloh, and there I'll be a soldier.
That was John Hartford playing and singing the Sekesh. And now it's wombat time. Ah, tonight I'm going to read you a poem by T.S. Eliot. It's called Shamble Shanks the Railway Cat. And I started to memorize it, but it's a long poem, so I don't know if I'm going to ever get that done. But one reason I wanted to memorize it was it has a very strong cadence to it. I think I would read it better if I knew it by heart. But I'll do my best to catch the cadence. So get ready. This is a story or a poem about sleeping cars back in the days when people went on long train rides often and would sometimes get a sleeping car. And this particular train has a cat that is sort of in charge. Skimbleshanks, the railway cat. So get ready. We're going on a train ride, and Skimbleshanks will be there. Ready? There's a whisper down the line at 11:39 when the night mail's ready to depart. Saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? Has he gone to hunt the thimble? We must find him or the train can't start. All the guards and all the porters and the station master's daughters, they are searching high and low. Saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? For unless he's very nimble, then the night mail just can't go. At 11:42, then the signal's nearly due, and the passengers are frantic to a man. Then Skimble will appear, and he'll saunter to the rear. He's been busy in the luggage van. He gives one flash of his glass-green eyes, and the signal goes all clear. And we're off at last for the northern part of the northern hemisphere. You may say that by and large it is Skimble who's in charge of the sleeping car express. From the driver and the guards to the bagman playing cards, he will supervise them all, more or less. Down the corridor he paces and he examines all the faces of the travelers in the first and the third. He establishes control by a regular patrol, and he'd know at once if anything occurred. He will watch you without winking, and he sees what you are thinking, and it's certain that he doesn't approve of hilarity and riot, so the folks are very quiet when Skimble is about and on the move. You can play no pranks with Skimbleshanks. He's a cat that cannot be ignored. So nothing goes wrong on the Northern Mail when Skimbleshanks is aboard. Oh, it's very pleasant when you've found your little den with your name written up on the door, and the berth is very neat with a newly folded sheet, and there's not a speck of dust on the floor. There is every sort of light. You can make it dark or bright. There's a handle you can turn to make a breeze. There's a funny little basin you're supposed to watch your face in, and a crank to shut the window if you sneeze. Then the guard looks in politely and will ask you very brightly, do you like your morning tea weak or strong? But Skimble's just behind him, and he was ready to remind him, for Skimble won't let anything go wrong. And when you creep into your cozy berth and pull up the counterpane, you ought to reflect that it's very nice to know that you won't be bothered by mice. You can leave all that to the railway cat, the cat of the railway train. In the watches of the night, he is always fresh and bright. Every now and then, he has a cup of tea, with perhaps a drop of scotch while he's keeping on the watch, only stopping here and there to catch a flea. You were fast asleep at crew, and so you never knew that he was walking up and down the station. You were sleeping all the while he was busy at Carlisle, where he greets the station master with elation. But you saw him at Dumfries, where he speaks to the police, if there's anything they ought to know about. When you get to Galloway Gate, there you go, do not have to wait, for Skimbleshanks will help you to get out. He gives you a wave of his long brown tail, which says, I'll see you again. You'll meet without fail on the midnight mail, the cat of the railway train. That was Skimbleshanks by T.S. Eliot. And now we have another song by the Chad Mitchell Trio, the same group that sang James Morrison. This is the Golden Vanity. I've always loved the tune to this, the melody, and the story is very strong. This is a song I like to sing. It's called The Golden Vanity by the Chad Mitchell Trio.
Oh, there was a lofty ship, and she sailed on the sea, and the name of that ship, it was the Golden Vanity, but she feared she would be taken by a Turkish enemy. As she sailed on the lowland, lowland low, she sailed upon the lowland sea. Then up steps a cabin boy, just the age of 12 and 3, and he says to the skipper, what will you give to me if I swim alongside of your Turkish enemy? And I sink her in the lowland, lowland low, I sink her in the lowland sea. Oh, I will give you silver and I will give you gold, and the hand of my daughter if you will be so bold as to swim alongside of that Turkish enemy. And to sink her in the lowland, lowland low, to sink her in the lowland sea. Then the boy he made already and overboard jumped he, and he swam alongside of that Turkish enemy, and with his little drilling tool he bore it holes three. And he sank her in the lowland, 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 he sank her in the lowland sea. Then the boy he turned around and back again swam he, and he hollered for the skipper to haul him from the sea, but the skipper would not heed, for his daughter he did. And he left him in the lowland, 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 he left him in the lowland sea. Then the crew, they hauled him out, but upon the deck he died, and they wrapped him in his blanket so very soft and wide. They cast him overboard to drift upon the tide, and he sank beneath the lowland, 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 he sank beneath the lowland. Oh, there is a lofty ship, and she sails on the sea, but she sails without a cabin boy, the age of 12 and 3, and she fears she will be taken by a Turkish enemy. As she sails on the lowland, lowland, low, sails on the lowland sea.
You just heard The Golden Vanity, sung by the Chad Mitchell Trio. And now it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And it's my chance to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in a reading like Skimbleshanks. And I call things like that Wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And you can pick us up on the web, streaming at WEHCFM. WEHCFM.com. The next song is by Bob Dylan, and certainly he's known for folk music, but he's done a lot of other genres too. This is called Knocking on Heaven's Door. He wrote it for a movie. It's about a lawman who is dying, and he's knocking on heaven's door. Is it folk music? Well, tonight I get to define what I'm going to play on my show as folk music, so I call this folk music, and I think it is. Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan.
Take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
That was Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan. Next up is Peter, Paul, and Mary, another one of the great powerful groups that sang during the folk music revival of the late 50s and early 60s. This one is The Cruel War, and it's a war protest song, and one of the strongest I know. The Cruel War is Raging by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Words can end.
That was The Cruel War by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Next up is John Hartford again. We heard him earlier playing the Seekish. Now he's going to sing Big Rock Candy Mountain. This is one of the earliest songs I can remember hearing in my childhood. Always a delightful tune. John Hartford's playful playing of the fiddle. It's just a bouncy, joyful sound that he makes. John Hartford with The Big Rock Candy Mountain.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fires were a-burning, down the track came a hobo a-hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm a-headed for a land that's far away beside that crystal fountain. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain." Yeah. Big Rock Candy Mountains, it's a land that's fair and bright. The handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night. The boxcars are all empty and the sun shines every day. I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the sleet don't fall and the wind don't blow in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade spring where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, you never change your socks. Little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. Oh, the shacks all have to tip their hats and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a ginger ale too, and you can paddle all around it in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade spring where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Jails are made of tin, you can slip right out again as soon as they put you in. There ain't no short handle shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm bound to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the jerk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade spring where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
That was The Big Rock Candy Mountain by John Hartford. Next is a poem by Rudyard Kipling, Oak and Ash and Thorn. It's been put to music. The group singing it this time is Beggar's Velvet. I remember the first time I heard this song, and it just caught my attention. It has a historical feel, like you're going back in time, Rudyard Kipling has a unique way of catching a flavor of some sort of district. This time it's, well, you'll see, oak and ash and thorn.
Of all the trees that grow so fair, old England to adorn, greater are none beneath the sun than oak and ash and thorn.
Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oak of the clay lived many a day, or ever an Aeneas began. Ash of the loam was a lady at home, when Pratt was an outlaw man.
Thorn of the downs, or New Troy town, from which was London born. Witness here by the ancient try of oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
You that is old in Churchill bold, he breedeth the mighty Paul. Hold it for sure to wise men choose, and beach for cups or soul.
But when ye have killed them, your bullet is spilled, and your shoes are clean and worn. Back ye must speak for all that ye need to oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Elm she hates, mankind and waits till every gust be laid, to drop a limb on the head of him that any way trusts her shade.
And whether a lad be sober or sad, or mellow with ale from the horn, he'll take no wrong when he lieth along with oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oh, do not tell the priest our plight, or he would call it a sin.
For we've been out in the woods all night, a conjuring submarine. And we bring you news by word of mouth, good news for cattle and corn. Now is the sun come up from the south by oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash, and England shall bide till judgment time by oak and ash and thorn.
That was Oak and Ash and Thorn by Beggar's Velvet. Next up is a song by the New Christie Minstrels. They were another one of the many groups in the folk music revival. They were a large ensemble of singers and had a lot of fairly famous people who sang with them one time or another. Kenny Rogers was in the New Christie Minstrels, I believe. And this song is about a sea captain named Stormy, who's remembered along the coast where he worked and remembered well in this song. So this is Stormy by the New Christie Minstrels.
Even giants don't live forever. And when their work is done and they move on, it's a mighty sad time. The greatest giant among the sea captains of the Gulf ports was a man named Stormalong. Those who knew him and loved him called him Stormy.
Stormy's gone, that good old man. To me, oh,
The last song on this show is Blowin' in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary. This song was written by Bob Dylan, and if I ever doubted the songwriting ability of Bob Dylan, this one song alone proves him to be one of the greatest songwriters of my lifetime. Blowin' in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry?
Blowing in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. And we come to you from WEHC at Edwin Henry College. And now it's time to ask you to join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.